America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help every pastor, preacher, evangelist, and missionary that will stand tonight? And Lord, help every born-again believer to be faithful to the house of God this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. We're looking these days on a nation born in prayer. Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. When we think about prayer in the early days of America, we think about many of our founding fathers. In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, we had daily prayer in this room for the divine protection. Our prayers were graciously answered. And that's Benjamin Franklin said that. Our founding fathers believed in prayer. And they believed that we ought to pray. Now, I want to say today that prayer sometimes is cheaply mentioned. People say, "Well, I'm praying for you." Well, are you really praying? Somebody will say prayers, if they're doing it on social media or something, they'll go prayers. Well, let me say this, prayers are no good unless they're prayed. Now, if they're prayed prayers, it's fine, but you can't just say the word prayers and pray. You know, you got to really pray. George Washington prayed at his inaugural address, April 30th, 1789. Almighty God, we make our earnest prayer that thou will keep this United States, or keep the United States in thy holy protection. Dispose us all to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with that charity, humility, and temper of mind, pacific temper of mind. Now, George Washington prayed this at his inaugural address, that we are to be humble, that we're to love, and that we're to walk in humility. Now, let me ask a question. How many presidents do you know lately that have really come out and sought God? You know, as of the time I'm preparing and preaching these messages, we're in a conflict with the nation of Iran. Now, I hear people say something like our great military strength. I hear our leaders bragging about our military strength. I even hear our president brag about the military strength. But let me ask a question. Where's God? Without God, we'd have no military strength. In World War II, they believed in prayer. The atomic bombs that rained down on Japan would have done no good without prayer. You see, a nation born in prayer. George Washington, it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. Now, Washington wrote this in his 1789 Thanksgiving Proclamation, emphasizing national humility and dependence on divine guidance.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face.